things like candles, fairy lights. Why do we just need to have those at Christmas? Why don't we have those every day?
Yep.
All day, every day, all year long. The Danes, majority of Danes burn candles every day. Every day of the week. They come in from work, light a candle. It's just an automatic thing. And candles, you know, really do help to make your home feel warm and special. And particularly if you've got one quality scented candle, you know, that will fill your room or your home with, again, a relaxing scent that immediately, or even a scent that sort of, you know, invigorates you. If you, you know, if you're feeling tired or, you know, something that will just lift you up, the right candle can just, again, transform your mood. Fairy lights, great.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
lots more people I think are stringing them up.
I miss,
you know,
those after Christmas because it just was,
yeah, absolutely,
you just
twinkly,
put them on, yeah,
twinkly lights.
It's so
just
beautiful.
Again, it goes back to that, you know, turn off the big ceiling light,
yeah,
and actually have a floor lamp or a table lamp or, you know, several lamps with that nice, soft, diffused lighting rather than the stark, bright, white overhead light. You know, that's great if you're cleaning, if you're, you know, if you have a specific task, you have a task light that will, you know, illuminate your work area. But for, you know, an evening or a time spending relaxing with family or friends, you know, bring that lighting down. And there's a big trend as well for what they call dopamine decor as well at the moment, which is things like that make you happy, that make you feel happy, that bring you pleasure and joy. I think a lot of people probably have heard of Marie Kondo, who talks about sparking joy.
Yeah.
Items in your life sparking joy in your home. So, I mean, yes, it's great to get organized and to kind of declutter so that that's not stressing you out in your home. But things that bring you joy, maybe a lamp that's a beautiful colored glass, or something I think of that we, it's been really popular with us at the moment, is a clock on the wall that is a sardine tin. You know, the little fish pendulum swinging backwards and forwards brings a lot of people joy.
Yeah.
They need that in their lives. Or a vase that is actually a glass handbag. You know, things like that, that just by looking at them, you just feel happy. It,
yeah,
makes you smile. It just brings you that spark of joy and happiness. And that's, you know, that's fabulous.
Yeah,
why not,
yeah,
have that, you know?
And what about, is there such thing as like hygge cooking? So maybe you come home.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And you've got the slow crock pot on, the slow cooker. So you come in, the smell of a nice,
yeah,
stew cooking or something.
Absolutely. Food is massive. A table where you can sit and eat together is better than us all eating at different times and rushing around with lots of other distractions. If we're able to take that time to sit together at a table, so some nice comfy chairs would be good too, and, you know, just take that time to have, you know, a meal